to the first union in American history.
Yeah.
This is the sound of a union being born. And that voice is Chris Smalls. He's the guy who made it happen. This past April, workers at an Amazon warehouse on Staten Island voted to unionize. And it was a true David and Goliath story. This charismatic guy, Chris, was the leader of the organization effort. And he didn't even have an established union behind him. This warehouse was the first to unionize in Amazon's history. And this moment was seen by a lot of people as a turning point for Amazon and for the labor movement across the country.
My guess is that this victory in Staten Island will not only mean more organizing at Amazon facilities around the country, I think it's going to be a shot in the arm for the labor movement.
By the way, Amazon, here we come.
In the past year, at companies like Google and Starbucks and Apple, unions have been gaining steam. And at Amazon, that first big victory seemed to signal the start of something. But that's not the whole story.
The first warehouse where they win the vote on April 1st is a big fulfillment center, a giant, massive facility with 8,300 people in it called JFK 8. So when it looked like they were going to win, I immediately ran up to New York on April 1st to see Chris and get a sense of who he was. And so that was my initial thought, is we'll do a profile of Chris Smalls. And then as time went on, I started to realize the big fight was for this next warehouse that's literally across the street. And that's a smaller facility called LDJ 5. It has about 1,600 workers in it.
This is Greg Jaffe. He's been reporting for the Post all year on this growing labor movement. And while he went to New York to tell a story about a big union victory, it ended up being followed by a big loss. And the realization that while the workers had won a battle with Amazon, it was just the beginning of the war.
The main question I was trying to answer is, could this movement spread? It was so built around this one warehouse and around Chris, who has this just, he's a bright guy with a magnetic personality. But could it spread when there was no Chris Smalls, or when Chris Smalls wasn't at the center of it?
Today, Greg spoke with producer Sabi Robinson about these two fights on Staten Island and what they say about what it takes to win a union vote, especially when you're up against a $1 trillion company that will go to incredible lengths to defeat you. And we'll hear from Greg about what this Amazon fight could signify for the future of the labor movement across the U.S. And before we start, we should say here, Amazon founder Jeff Bezos also owns The Washington Post. Okay, Sabi will take it from here.